You will make all things new, and we will trust in you. Such a comforting truth. Let's look first now at God as a parent. God speaks through the mouth of the prophet Isaiah, expressing his pain as he sees the ruin and devastation of some people called the Moabites, who were historic and sworn enemies of Israel. What is striking in the words I'll read in a moment is that the ruin of these people has come about because of their oppression of Israel. But God, the parent, is weeping for the enemy of Israel. This is what he says. My heart cries out over Moab. I weep as Jazer weeps for the vines of Sibna. O Heshbon, O Elealeh, I drench you with tears. My heart laments for Moab like a harp, my inmost being for Kir Haraseth. All these names are places in the area of Israel called Moab. And these are not the words of a judge or a teacher or a healthcare professional, although God is all these things as well. They're the words of a parent whose heart is breaking for his children, who sees the fruit of their actions and its devastation, and who longs to see them restored. And I think that God the Father weeps over us today because we have turned from him and rejected his ways, and we've plundered creation. Let's look at another example, this time from Jeremiah, sometimes called the weeping prophet. He says, "Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people." Again, here we see the broken heart of a parent rather than the dispassionate heart of employer or government. I'm not disparaging for a second the efforts of government or employers in this time, for which the whole country is so grateful and on which we are so dependent in this time of crisis, when no one really knows quite what to do. Our leaders are doing everything they can, everything it takes, as they say. But I want to focus this morning on the qualities of a parent which are different and provide different things for people. Things that perhaps only a parent can provide. But two more examples before I explain why I'm looking at these on this Mothering Sunday. First of all, Jesus, who weeps the tears of a parent, as Luke observes. He says, "As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, 'If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes.'" Like God in the Isaiah verse, Jesus is lamenting the city's rejection of him. In these days, let us help others to recognize and welcome Jesus, who gave his life on the cross that we might have life. And then lastly, the example of Paul. From our readings, we've heard him speak of his distress, his anguish of heart, his many tears, the depth of his love. His love for the Corinthians is expressed through him opening his heart wide, making himself vulnerable, therefore, and his appeal to them to do the same for him. And we've seen his declaration that he would live or die with them, that he takes great pride in them, that despite all the troubles he's experiencing, he has boundless joy as he thinks about them. And he says, "I speak as to my children." There are many other places where Paul speaks as a father, particularly to Timothy and to the Philippians. And he says to the Thessalonians, "We were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much." In all these examples, there is a clear physical ache as well as great emotion that is conveyed. And in a few moments, we'll consider the things that a parent might provide in a unique way and how we might both give and receive God's motherly and fatherly love at this desperately challenging time.